This is Dr. Subhash Jitendra. I've been asking a first patient, Adnan Aksu, aka SU, November 11-1-1960. Indication of procedure was GERD, history of esophagus, recurrent GERD. I was just dictating his laparoscopy report, and it got cut off. So I don't know where it got cut off, so I'm going to redictate him again. I'm going to redictate his laparoscopy report. So solution of the magazine is an excellent response. All the patient will show both the special and the cutting up of the sugar device and the bacillus is the patient that can sound the patient patient play the relationship. We skip a work out of patient friends have the gene to the positive one second. Exam patient during the duodenitis, a couple folds into dinner appear to be second just above the ampulla. This is why interbias with his like over the class was a flesh shows is covered by antipas. The causal was the subject of the lesion. In the digital thickness folds could by enterprise, not partial spurs, and no others having partial spurs. Enter-mal-gastritis, partial and further patients. As you have observed for cardio, vestibule body of the stomach appear to be thick and fold, diffuse in nature, multi-bias, particularly where new plastic changes, rule out new plasia versus linearis plastica versus atypical cells versus inflammatory cells versus inflammatory cells. Renal patients show also a few small polyp in the fundus of the stomach. One of them removes the cold polypectomy successfully. The rest of the fundus, like fundus and cardiac region, appear unremarkable. Frustrated by urination. Question short summary, passive is taken slowly diagnosis. Every session for shopping in the complication. Final gospel service number 2. Question short summary, Barrett, passive extract bag number 3. Number 3, fundus of the stomach, polyp. Remove the cold biopsy, complete number 5. Diffuse thickening of the gastric fold in the body of the stomach. Multiple circumferential biopsy taken up, just like the rural linus plastica, rural neoplasia, rural inflammatory cells, rural atypical cells. Number 6, mild enterogastric biopsy to require. Number 7, moderate duodenitis. Number 8, couple of fold appear to the second in the duodenum and the second pressure duodenum just above the ampulla water. Multibacillus, they're taking for mucosal versus submucosal lesion versus new plastic versus inflammatory lesion. Recommendation, away from the G-junction biopsy. Away from the gastric body of the diffuse thickening biopsy also, and away from the duodenal thickness fold biopsy also. If the duodenal fold thickening biopsy, even if the duodenal thickening biopsy and the gastric fold biopsy comes negative, atypical cells, I would recommend patient to have an aortic ultrasound that shows thickness of the stomach wall and the thickness of the duodenal fold to rule any mucosal, submucosal, neoplastic versus inflammatory cells happening. Number 4, away from the Barrett esophagus, if the upper aortic ultrasound, that is for the patient, is going to send to Dr. Barrett at Orlando Health. If the upper aortic ultrasound comes negative, any neoplastic cells in the body of the stomach and the duodenal fold, then recommendation to have upper endoscopy patient in about 1 year. Away from the polypathy, away from the stomach biopsy, because for polypathy therapy, if the biopsy of the G junction appeared unmarked for Barrett esophagus, then appeared upper endoscopy in 1 year because the follow of the thickness of the gastric fold and duodenal fold, and that will be done after. That will be done after laparoscopic ultrasound comes negative. Continue the proton pump in the morning, continue the famotidine at night. I discuss in great detail preoperatively, lifestyle modification in detail with him. Patient understands well the plan preoperatively. Follow up to send patient, please send the card patient primary care provider, Dr. Neil Coskun, COSKUN, and copy Dr. Paramsari, April 17, 2023. It's April 17th, 2023. Patient top 10.